Five, four, three, two, one, zero, ignition, liftoff.
Hello, hello, hello. How are we doing, everybody? It is CJ here with another takeover episode of Between the Hashes. And if anybody knows anything about me, I'm sure you can guess what this episode is about. It's about the only thing that anyone in college football is pretty much talking about the past week and a half, and that is the Michigan cheating scandal and my overall thoughts and opinions on the current situation at hand. Guys, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was hopeful at first that this was like a low-level employee, Connor Stallings, who I thought maybe he was a rogue agent, just trying to make an impression for himself, you know, wanted to look good for the staff, trying to do anything to move up in the ranks. And after just a few moments ago, reading the Washington Post article regarding the situation, I have no choice but to basically admit defeat and say this whole thing is fucked. Absolutely fucked. Now, I'm still hopeful for this season, even though as more and more news comes out, you know, it's less likely that this season will actually play out. You know, however, I'm still hopeful that the boys will ride it out, let band together for one last ride, and just win it all. But 2024 and onwards, there is no hope. There's absolutely no hope. And it kills me to say that because anybody who knows me, my identity basically revolves around Michigan football. And as pathetic as that may sound, it's sadly true. And I have no hope for the future. The NCAA is going to take us to task. And we are going to definitely pay the piper. I mean, let's just start with the inevitable. So Harbaugh has been flirting with the NFL for the past 2 years now. And he's come close. He even interviewed with the Vikings on signing day back in, I believe, 2021. That was never a good sign. I thought he was gone at that point. However, things worked out. He came back. Happy to have him back. However, he's gone. There's no way. This man, what he did to the NCAA improperly bought cheeseburger. There's no way Harbaugh is going to stand to take the wrath of Charlie Baker and the NCAA and what is coming for us, because this is beyond what we all hoped and believed. The extent of this sign stealing scheme it's deep, man. It's going to get very ugly. It's already ugly. It's about to get even more ugly. I hope the Big Ten doesn't step in and basically take Michigan to task before the NCAA can do it, because that'll at least buy us to the end of the season. But the more I hear about this, and the more I learn, and the more I realize how commonly known this was, like, people on rival messaging boards, like, back in as early as December, were posting that Michigan is paying my friends to scout a game. Like, this is just so... like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm at a loss of words for the most part, because on one hand, like I said, I'm very loyal to my team. I'm very supportive of the boys. And I obviously I went into this with the expectations that maybe that this was just a rival team trying to blow smoke up our ass, trying to make us feel a little bit of pressure. But this is real. This is 100% real. And the further we get into this, the worse it's looking for us. And I'm so defeated. I mean, Twitter's a toxic dump right now. And I just can't go on it because my timeline is nothing but Ohio State fans, and they're all right. And as much as I hate to give them credit, they are right. Michigan fucked up, man, and we gotta pay. We have to pay the price. This is what we get. Now, in regards to Connor Stallings, I actually believe I remember him in his early aughts when he was, I don't even know if he was part of the team yet or not, from social media and his story, and I knew he was a diehard fan. For him, I mean, the dude threw it all away. Like, he's going to get a show cause. Like, he definitely, there's no way he's going to come anywhere close to working in NCAA ever again. Which I'm sure he's fine with. I'm sure he's probably come to terms with that himself. But no team would touch him with a 50-foot pole after all of this. And I know he's not alone. And I know they tried to paint it that he acted alone. But obviously, this is a man making $55,000 a year, paying for seats on the 50-yard line, on opposite sides of the 50-yard line, one each opposing team, for 40-plus games. And the Washington Post just posted that the allocated budget was estimated to be around $15,000 for the cost of 40 games, between around averaging about like $3,000 a game or something like that. Some cases was up to $3,000. So there's no way that a low-level a low-level employee was bankrolling and funding this entire brainstorm without the help of the higher-ups. And I'm sure if Jim was smart, he basically created as much plausible deniability as possible and didn't want this anywhere near him. But the NCAA doesn't care. They don't give a shit. They're gonna come after him with the force of a thousand suns, because they're gonna say, how the hell can you be a program coach, the coach of a high level program, and not have a clue as to what your one of your lower level employees is doing? So Harbaugh's gone. You know he's not gonna stand for the infractions committee and deal with another possible suspension and any of that. So he's first team first NFL teams that hollers out to Jim Harbaugh this offseason, Jim's probably gone. He's gonna take that job. Doesn't matter what the job is. And then of course, all the talent level on the team. This team was so stacked. This team was the team. Still is the team. Still could be the team. However, the more things are shed to light, I just don't foresee this ending well for the guys. Like, I'm a huge J.J. McCarthy guy. Been a fan of him since high school. I remember watching tape on him when we were recruiting him, and I was like, this is the guy we have to have. This guy is a stud. He just has that, he had that it factor, and it popped right then and there. And it obviously translated now. But it's all going to be in vain, because even if Michigan wins this title, which I'm still very hopeful they can, you know, obviously if the Big Ten doesn't step in. But it's all for nothing. Title's going to get vacated. It's not going to count. It's going to be another piece of history like the Fab Five, a forgotten piece of history like the Fab Five. Everyone knows about it. And everybody remembers it, but according to the record books, it doesn't exist. And that is sadly what's going to happen. And that means take away the two victories against Ohio State. Well, if the allegations were true that it started last year, so we're looking at one victory against Ohio State, but that's always going to be changed. It's always going to be tainted, because Ohio State fans are just going to say we cheated anyway, which, you know, we can't prove them wrong. And, you know, sadly, they're in the right position, man. I'm just so mad at this program. That's what it boils down to the most. I'm just so mad, so disappointed. I'm so heartbroken. These boys deserve better. And what was the advantage you gained? Like, what was it? Oh, man. Just so mad. We'll be right back. Sorry about that. I just needed a second to compose myself. Obviously, I was getting a little worked up. That's basically what this whole thing has been about. Just getting worked up, keep seeing the news, keep reading more articles, and just getting even more worked up. Anywho, I'm just gonna a couple final things, and then I'm gonna wrap this up. This will be a quick one. What amazes me the most about this whole thing, if I'm being completely truthful, is that this guy, Connor Stallions, who was a Marine, who basically prided himself on his ability to advance scout and find weaknesses in opponents. The amazing thing was this guy is a very intricate, smart fellow. However, how careless was he to the point that he was buying everything under his own name? Like, did you not think you were going to get caught? Did you think that you were above this? Like, what are you doing? Like, that, the carelessness of Michigan in this regard is just so mind-numbing. Like I said, it's just, I can't believe that this is what it's come to. And like I said earlier, I don't have any hope for the future. All I can ask for, and all I can basically, accept, is that, which I've asked any of my friends. I have been saying this since the beginning of the year that this was the last dance. I had an expectation that this season was it. This is going to be it for Michigan. And now, anytime you see Michigan or hear Michigan, all you think about is cheating, cheaters, and it's so frustrating. And I grew up in Massachusetts during the height of Spygate, and all I remember from that era was that was when the Patriots went perfect, well, 18-1, but all I can remember from that is cheaters, cheaters this, cheaters that. Every time Bill or Tom open their mouth, it's cheating, cheating, cheating. And now I have to deal with that all over again. Michigan's better than that. Why I fell in love with the University of Michigan and their football program is because it's a blue blood, it's prestigious, it's a higher level of institution. Everything about it is just, it's on a whole nother level. And, obviously coinciding with the beginning of my fandom just so happened to be the App State game in 07 or 08. So, yeah, maybe it was a doomed pairing from the start. But, I'm still, like I said, I'm very disappointed and I'm hurt. The team betrayed its fans. The fans deserve better. The players deserve better. Everybody deserves better. The carelessness and the recklessness of the University of Michigan staff is just utter stupidity, and they're going to pay the price. There's no curtailing it. It's it, man. Time to pay the piper. Better get a daddy out of it. Get JJ that Heisman too while we're at it. Can't take that from him. Well, they won't take that from him, but they'll damn sure take away that natty. But I just ask, before the hammer comes down on us and we are blown to smithereens, because we're a repeat offender now, which means the NCAA is definitely going to show zero leniency. I just get us that title. Beat Ohio State cleanly, beat Ohio State. No cheating, no sign stealing. You know, even if we win, they're going to call us cheaters. They're going to say we bought it. We didn't do it right. But you know what? Fuck them. Let's get one, boys. Let's bring this title home. Like I said, the future. We'll deal with that bridge when we get to it. But all I ask, from half my life, I've spent more than half of my life as a Michigan fan. I've been a Michigan fan longer than I was a Patriots fan. I'm not even a Patriots fan anymore. I don't even have an NFL team. My team is Michigan. I used to wear a Boston Red Sox hat every single day of my life. Now I wear a Michigan hat every single day of my life. That team is my identity. Win that title. We'll deal with the consequences afterwards. Just win that goddamn title. All right, this has been Between the Hashes. This has been CJ with Between the Hashes. And as always, go Irish, go blue, go Pack, go. Win that title, Michigan. Peace.